Get your holiday shopping done right this Black Friday with Big Air Columbus. Now through Cyber Monday, you can get $100 off elite player passes at Big Air, which is unlimited play all day, any day. Or buy one $25 gift card, get two free, a free pair of holiday grip socks, and a 1.5 hour jump pass to use after the new year. Big Air is the perfect gift for the kids in your family. So get your Black Friday shopping done right with Big Air Columbus. Stop by today inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall or online at BigAirUSA.com.
A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors. The difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Learn why at Schwabvious.com.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1337 of Hillbilly Shorts.
What's up,
peeps? I promised a couple episodes ago that we were going to talk about everything you always wanted to know about coffin birth.
Yeah, because I just couldn't understand what this even means.
Well, I want to know what you think it could mean.
I mean, I have no clue.
You have to have something registered through your mind.
No, not really. Because it don't even make sense, just those words.
Pregnancy can be pretty terrifying if you're an expected mother. Even a normal, healthy pregnancy is accompanied by intense bodily changes and hormone shifts that can be extremely difficult to cope with. Yet none of that can come close to the horrors of what happens when a woman perishes while pregnant. As it turns out, babies born in coffins is a thing, and it's more terrifying than the bubonic plague.
That's what I was thinking, but I thought that was too stupid to be saying it.
The phenomenon is commonly known as coffin birth, and it is a completely natural occurrence. When a pregnant mother passes, sometimes her body will force the fetus out of the womb post-mortem, birthing a deceased child. Coffin birth has been observed by some of the most unfortunate archaeologists in the world. It has been confirmed as a real phenomenon and is one of the more gruesome and depressing facts about the burial process. When excavating an ancient tomb, the last thing most archaeologists would expect to find is a skeleton of a fetus half protruding from its mother.
Oh my gosh.
There have been several cases where archaeologists discovered just that. But fortunately, those discoveries are helping us better understand this macabre phenomenon. In 2017, scientists announced the discovery of a coffin birth that dated all the way back to the 1300s.
How in the world did they find that?
The grave was found near the modern city of Genoa, Italy. A mother was buried alongside her children, including an infant that is believed to have been coffin birthed. The mother and her children were likely victims of the bubonic plague, as sampling of their DNA found trace amounts of the disease in their systems. I'm more amazed that they can test somebody's DNA from the 1300s and tell that they had bubonic plague.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And very, very sad.
There are extensive historical records documenting coffin births. If you go back a couple of hundred years in medical records, you'll find that quite a few accounts of documented coffin births. One 17th century text has the following quote about a woman found to have delivered after her life ended. April ye 20th, 1650, was buried M, the wife of Thomas Topless, who was found delivered of a child after she had lain 2 hours in the grave.
What in the hell? I just don't see how that's possible.
Another report from the same century described a woman who had a baby hanging between the thighs 3 days after she perished. And these are just a couple. Well, I mean, when you think about it, it makes sense. You know, a lot of times when women, not women, but just people, when they pass away, a lot of times they lose all their bodily functions and they'll defecate and they'll do this and that. So if you've got an infant inside of you and your body quits, your body holds that in. You know, it helps hold the baby in and it pushes out when it's time. But if you're no longer able to do anything, it would make sense that your body doesn't have the ability to just hold it in anymore, and it probably starts making its way to the birthing canal. In all these cases, the baby's already dead also. It's not because, I mean, otherwise they would deliver the baby before they bury them. But in these cases, the baby was also dead when they're buried. And I guess as, I mean, think about it. You know, your body starts building up gases and stuff like that. That probably pushes the baby out.
I don't know. I guess I wouldn't think of it like that. I would just be thinking, like, if she's deceased, then there's nothing left to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's no way to make that happen.
Yeah, I mean, she can't physically push it, but, you know, while modern,
really bizarre.
While modern preservation techniques practically eliminate the chances of a coffin birth, not every corpse gets the treatment it needs. One report describes a pregnant woman who was found several weeks after she passed, and the description of the PFE is considered one of the most graphic depictions. The woman was bloated, green, and had a half-born fetus protruding from her body.
Oh, Lord.
Both the woman and the fetus were confirmed to have passed when the mother did, and there were no signs of labor prior. The autopsy confirmed that the fetus had been forced by the gases building up in the mother.
Wow. Oh, would you have ever thought of that? I mean, I guess you did, because you kind of said, but...
I started to say, I kind of thought I did.
Well, I mean, I know. It's just, it just doesn't seem possible. I guess, I don't, that's a very sad thing. So, I can't even imagine finding somebody like that. Poor baby.
And it does say, the science does say, the science behind the phenomenon is as messy as the result, but researchers believe they figured out why this happens. It has everything to do with putrefaction, which is what happens to your body after you expire. As your cells begin to decay, they start releasing large amounts of gases as a waste product. The gases can start to build up to the point where they need to find an escape route, which can often cause the body to burst.
Mm.
This process could be the explanation for coffin birth, as the excess of gases can theoretically push the baby out as they look for a way to relieve the pressure. So, there you go.
Wow. I was not expecting that.
It does say that it's an extremely rare event, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question. How often do they think that happens?
Yeah, they said there are very few accounts of coffin birth in the archaeological record, but it does happen from time to time. Coffin birth is so rare that it is an ongoing debate as to whether or not it's a real phenomenon. However, there is significant evidence that coffin births can still happen even in modern times. So there you go.
Well, that's a wild story.
It is. So, all right, guys, we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1338 of Hillbilly Shorts.
What up, yo?
So Tracy, I found some articles that are, people are sharing like secrets, family secrets that they're taking to the grave, basically. So they're really not taking it to the grave because they're sharing it. But anyway, people that have horrible secrets are sharing it. So there's a bunch of these, so we'll just scroll through them.
Wait, so you're saying the people on their deathbed.
I'm not saying in their deathbed. I'm just saying that these were people that were, they have secrets that they really don't want out. So I don't know why they're telling them. But these are secrets that you probably wouldn't want people to know about your family.
Okay.
This one says, cheaters do sometimes prosper. There was a math competition slash test in eighth grade, and this was to actually decide who got the math award at graduation. There was about 15 of us in a computer lab, all spaced apart. The test was done on a math program. It was some long-ass weird word problem that was actually meant to confuse us. Well, while the teacher was explaining the test, I was clicking through one of the network drives, and I found a folder that said, final test. William, my name is William, I was like, that's really weird. I don't remember making this. So I opened it up, And boom, it was the answer for our competition.
Oh.
So I quickly copied and pasted it into the Word so no one could see. And then once we started, I minimized Word into the corner and rewrote it out the answer in my own words. Then I told the teacher I was done. He came over and was amazed at how fast I completed the test. Graduation comes and I receive the math award, and the teacher explains how amazed he was at how fast I completed the test in record time. I found out that day that the teacher's name was also William.
Oh.
A different kind of hotboxing. In the car ride home the other day from a family vacation, my date offered to drive the 9 hours home since I drove us there. I had fallen asleep, but woke up abruptly when I farted. Loudly. And it stunk. I had been sleeping with his jacket over my head, so I pretended to be asleep. As I was drifting back asleep, I farted again. Just as loud, just as smelly. I continued to pretend to be asleep, though I heard him stifle giggles.
That sounds like you.
I'll never tell him I was awake the whole time.
Oh my gosh.
That reminds me of my little secret.
What?
With the sausage.
I'm still going to tell that. You watch and see. It's not like you can be fired now, so.
Probably the fact that I lost my virginity at 24 and not 18. At that point, I knew it wasn't going to be magical. But I had this thought that I needed to get it done. I met a girl online and she took a liking to me. She hung out at my place for the second date. And of course, things happened. I did it in a very pragmatic and clinical way. My mind went, lick here, stick this here. She did mention how bad I was, but I played it off as being rusty.
Oh my gosh. Now, imagine telling somebody that they suck at that. That would be awful.
Well, I did one time. That's a story we're not going to get into, but I literally did.
You told somebody that?
Yes. Yes. I didn't tell them that, but she kept trying to give me guidance that I didn't need. Do this, do that. I said, what is this, Mr. Rogers? That's what I said. I said, what is this, Mr. Rogers? I know what I'm doing. It was horrible.
Jerry.
It was horrible. The whole experience was horrible.
I'm sorry.
Anyways.
Why'd you have to write me out like that?
With not talking about you. All right, we'll end with this one. When I was a freshman and my stepmom was drinking at the time, she gave me a kiss on the lips. Full blown. Just because she felt...
That's not tongue?
If it said full blown. Just because she felt bad for the way she treated me in middle school and got in a wreck while being drunk. Me, being a little stupid, I let myself get carried away and made out with her for like a good 10 minutes. This is a step mom.
Yeah, that's so not
cool. My dad popped in.
Oh, gosh.
Broke it off right before he actually saw it. Let's just say that this was the first person that I actually kissed.
Yikes. So.
And well, and he said he was a freshman in high school, so he would have only been, what, like 14? I'm telling you.
You know those raging hormones at 14.
Apparently. I've seen movies like that, though. Mm-hmm. With the stepmoms. Anyways, love you guys. We'll talk to you later.